Before discussing the plot of The Writer, we must first detail the real-world circumstances that inspired the film. In many ways, they're one and the same. While working on an earlier feature, writer-director Chloe Zhao met a South Dakota rodeo rider and horse trainer named Brady Jandreau, and she was so taken with his steely yet comforting demeanor that she decided he and his life on the plains would be at the center of her next film. But then Jandreau was badly injured during a rodeo, leaving him with head trauma and more or less dashing his prospects of a professional writing career. Zhao then refocused her project around his recovery, and she has made a wounded drama about poverty, masculinity, and physical degradation, and its story is, for better or worse, distinctly American. Jandreau, who had never acted before, stars here as a slightly fictionalized version of himself, also named Brady. He's still grappling with the prospect of living with brain damage and with never riding competitively again. He's suffering from seizures. He's slowly but surely losing motor functions in one of his hands, which often clenches without his meaning to. He's been left with a jagged row of surgical staples running down the side of his skull, and we see him wrapping his head in cellophane before stepping into the shower. Brady lives on a mostly desolate ranch with his widower father, who's often drunk, and his autistic younger sister, played by Jandreau's real father and sister. And there's an elegiac stillness about the place, the sense that most of their personal and economic opportunities have long passed them by. Brady doesn't just ride horses, he breaks them too, and he has an innate ability to connect with the animals. There's a terrific sequence near the middle of the film where we see him, in what feels almost like real time, train a volatile stallion with patience and hushed proficiency. Like so much of the film, it has the unvarnished intimacy of documentary. It's always a gamble centering a narrative film around non-actors, but Zhao has captured a quiet naturalism in the performances here. Brady is soft-spoken, doesn't often make eye contact, and he always seems to be carefully choosing the right words before he says them aloud. Was he like this before his accident, we wonder, or is this merely a symptom? It's also possible this is what Jandreau is like in real life, in which case Zhao's casting choice was even more of a risk. His sheepish nature further underlines the fact that The Writer is mostly about the physical toll of rodeo riding, a sport that delivers seconds-long bursts of excitement and yet has, for the people in this film, led to a lifetime of consequences. Brady, it turns out, got off easy with a head injury. His friend Lane, once a promising rider, is paralyzed from the chest down after being thrown from a bull. There's a lovely and heartbreaking scene in which Brady and his buddies, all 20-something rodeo riders, sit around a fire at night and compare battle scars, tales of broken bones, concussions, and physical therapy. That they want nothing more than to get back on a bucking bronco is either inspirational or reckless, depending on how you look at it. All of these people are real, and so are their stories, and Zhao is using them to puncture the idealistic velvet painting mythos of the stoic, headstrong American cowboy. In this landscape, men are expected to silently endure pain, to grit their teeth through trauma. These young men are damaged, physically and psychologically, and yet none of them are really comfortable vocalizing it in honest ways, instead turning their own tragedies into campfire tales. But even though these characters are representative of larger, more abstract ideas, Zhao doesn't turn them into clunky cultural metaphors. They're flesh and blood, and that flesh is bruised, and certainly their blood has been spilled. And we feel their injuries, and we see the hurt in their haunted eyes. The Writer is deeply moving without ever weighing down its elemental story with moral equivocation, and it's ultimately a profound meditation on what it means to love something that doesn't love you back. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.